The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has asked Ghanaians to trust the security system in the country. He said the perception of uneven-handedness on the part of the police must be discarded. Most Reverend Professor Asante was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News. He said tolerance and pluralism are important to the country's democracy. Thus, the council will be meeting leaders of the political parties to discuss recent turn of events. He spoke to Kingsley Obenchere.
The National Peace Council is there to facilitate peace. It is not there just to issue condemnatory statements on issues. And so a lot of the work that we do not do it under the eye of the camera. But we are at work.
Prof, for you, if you have to sit in the process that allows discussion for settlement of issues, how do you see the stance?
Obviously, it borders on the question of trust and trust building. In dealing with situations of this nature, the perception of uneven-handedness on the part of the police should be eradicated. In other words, the police must hold a double-edged sword that cuts on both sides. If the impression is given by any given party that nothing is being done, you know, against our perceived opponents, but something is being done against us, then obviously there is a problem of trust. It is my wish that the fact that both parties seem to have difficulty with the police should say something to both parties, that perhaps the police may at some point may be doing something good. That's why party A has problems with them and party B also has problems with them. But having said that, we must also admit that we are dealing with human beings, and there is bound to be some kind of attitude that might raise eyebrows in respect of the even-handedness in dealing with such situations.
Well, the chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. Meanwhile, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande, says government institutions like the National Media Commission should be strengthened to give out what he called red and yellow cards to people who abuse media freedom and democracy. This, he said, will check the use of intemperate language on the airwaves. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Bombande said freedom goes with obligations and responsibilities, thus the need for Ghanaians to submit themselves to the tenets of the rule of law.
There is no democratic system in which freedoms do not come with obligations and responsibilities. It goes without saying that our desire is that before you are held responsible to your own actions, you should be responsible enough to submit yourself to the tenets, to the respect of the rule of law, and to the systems that make a democracy to function. You see, we cannot just wish that this should prevail. It is for that reason that institutions of the state must function. It doesn't matter what bills, what rules, what laws we have. If the institutions of the state cannot make them effective in order that we see the system functioning, we will continue to turn and go round and round and will not come out of it. The institutions of the state must function, and to function here, the media commission must have a red card and a yellow card, and they will now determine when to issue the yellow and when to issue the red card.
Executive Director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombande.